The story of people trying to avoid alcohol, which can be hard if you attend weddings or funerals or office parties or almost anything that can involve drinking. In the last few years, a movement called Sober Living or Sober Curious has been gaining followers. April Fulton reports on the people who want to socialize without alcohol.
It's a Saturday night. People are enjoying a few drinks at Harvard and Stone, a popular bar in a hip Los Angeles neighborhood. A dozen women, clearly enjoying themselves, are sipping some pretty good cocktails made without alcohol.
Oh my God, I got the honeydew one. It's at the very top.
The drinks feature a brand of non-alcoholic distilled spirits called Seedlip.
All of the fun of spirits without all the liability.
Joey Bernando is the bartender.
The honeydew column is going to be coconut milk, a little bit of Seedlip, a little bit of lime juice, and then we top it off with fresh honeydew juice.
It's really good.
These women are part of a sober social club. There are more than 100 members, mostly 30-somethings. They work out, they have demanding jobs, and they say they feel better without alcohol. Here's Stephanie Forte.
My overall health and like my skin, my eyes, I lost weight. I have thyroid disease. When I quit drinking, my thyroid medication, the dosage was cut in half.
Not too long ago, a group of women not drinking alcohol at a bar would have seemed strange, but it's become more common.
Not everybody wants to get wasted when they go to the bar.
The Sober Curious movement started as a challenge for those who felt they partied a little too hard over New Year's. At first, it was dry January. Now there's dry July and even sober September. Instagram accounts like the Sober Girl Society and Sober Nation make going sober look glamorous. But many people have not had an easy road or a catchy name to describe their relationship with alcohol.
I was 23 years old when I got sober.
That's Chris Marshall from Austin, Texas. He's been sober 12 years. He started drinking in high school, got his first DUI at 16, then joined a fraternity in college and kept drinking.
All my drinking was really centered around community and wanting that connection so badly with other people.
He finally got sober through Alcoholics Anonymous. He became a counselor to help others, but found that being in recovery was often really lonely. So he created Sands Bar. It's a sober bar open on Friday nights where people can talk, listen to music, and of course, drink some good non-alcoholic drinks. On a recent Friday night, Rob Zaleski and Kim Daniel walk in. They're going without alcohol for 30 days.
We kind of came to a realization that we were drinking way too often and way too much.
They're sharing their experience on Instagram using the hashtag BoozelessATX. They've been taking archery lessons, playing flag football, and tonight, Sands Bar.
We're finding that we can fill our days, but sometimes the nights are hard. Mm-hmm. And this is a great option for us.
Sands Bar has been so popular, Marshall took it on the road this year. He organized pop-up bars in New York, D.C., and Anchorage. He's expanded into Kansas City, Missouri, and Western Massachusetts. Marshall has seen a lot of changes in the way people view sobriety. Back when he was getting sober, you either drank or you didn't. Now there's a whole spectrum.
Not everyone identifies as sober all the time.
Now, this is important. If you're drinking heavily on a regular basis, seek medical advice. But if you can experiment with cutting out alcohol, Marshall says be vocal about your plans not to drink. Bring a friend who supports you and demand a good substitute beverage. April Fulton, NPR News.
This Sober Curious movement is relatively new, and scientists are just beginning to study the health effects of taking a short break from alcohol. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey with what researchers have learned so far.
Whether it's Sober September or Dry July, pick your month, there's a handful of small studies that have evaluated what happens when people stop drinking for 30 days. Aaron White is a senior scientific advisor at the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. He's reviewed all the studies, and he points first to one published last year. Researchers in Britain compared a group of men and women who drank moderately with a group who agreed to 1 month of abstinence. Their average age was mid-40s.
And they found that at the end of that month, just after 1 month, people by and large lost some weight. They had improvements in insulin sensitivity. Their blood pressure numbers improved. Their livers looked a little healthier.
The improvements were small, but White says he didn't expect so many changes.
The findings of these studies are actually very surprising.
When it comes to changes in the liver, as part of a separate study, researchers in the Netherlands took liver measurements on a small group of people who drank, on average, about 2 drinks a day. But after a 1 month break, the researchers found a measurable reduction of a compound called GGT, which is a marker of oxidative stress.
So everybody is aware that you can do some serious damage to your liver with chronic high levels of alcohol consumption. But one of the things we're learning is that even moderate levels of drinking can tax the liver.
There's also evidence that a break from alcohol can improve sleep and energy levels. And White says, at the very least, a break can help people sort of reevaluate their relationship with alcohol.
I think sometimes we're not aware of how our habits are actually affecting our lives until we take a break from them. And in the case of alcohol, I think that what seems to be happening is people take a break and they're pleasantly surprised to find that they feel better.
We should point out that this does not happen for everyone. In one study of about 850 British men and women, a 30-day break from alcohol worked for some, but
the heavier drinkers often drop out. They don't make it through the month of abstinence.
But for those who did make it through, there seemed to be a lasting impact on their drinking habits.
6 months later, long after that period of abstinence ended, about half of the people still said they were drinking less.
So for people who want to take a break, there's a lot of preliminary evidence that it can be beneficial. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.